Hey, boss. Yeah, thanks so much for meeting me after hours. No, I know, it's just been absolutely hectic, and honestly, I really appreciate you, like, taking the time to stay here to discuss this with me. Sure, I'll close the door. So, I have all of my team's annual PEs done. Even Robert's. You know what an issue he's been. But, they're all done. I've discussed them all. They all know what they've done well and what their opportunities are. They all know who's getting raises and who's not. So, everything's good. Did you want to review them with me or go over some things? I know Robert's been just exceedingly trying, but we have an action plan in place, and he is aware that he's got one more warning before he's put on performance management. And, you know, keeping an eye on him. I'm having some of his other teammates keep an eye on him. Something about that peer pressure to do well. They all know it's not just a single person's numbers. If they fail as a team. So. Oh, I didn't know you had my performance eval done already. I thought they weren't supposed to be done until next week. Oh. Well, I certainly wouldn't say no to taking a early peek. You know, I've kind of put my whole self into work this year. And I really hope that you've seen that and understand how hard I've worked, how hard I've worked for my team, how hard I've worked for you, for this team, for the company. You know, I'm a little nervous because I'm really proud of the work I've been doing, and I'd hate to read my P and find out that I've disappointed you. Well, boss, I was hoping that you would say that, but you know, I didn't want to assume. So, can I take a look? You want me to read it out loud? Oh, Jesus. Sure. Pass it here. Oh, God, I feel like I'm back in grade school. A recite. Let's see. Core values. Customer service. Exceeds. Accuracy and efficiency. Exceeds. Prioritizing, planning, and exceeds. Thank you. You know, I take great pride in how organized I am. Especially with a whole team. Seven. Never had that many on my team. But, you know, newbies especially, but I'm glad you trusted me with these new people. I really didn't know if I was going to be up to the challenge, so I appreciate that. I appreciate you having faith in me. Really do, you know. Keep reading. There's more. Okay. Page two. What? Boss? Is this page for real? Do you know what you put here? This one says, appropriate workplace attire. It says, fails to meet standards. Not sure what you mean by that, boss. I wear, you know, what the office calls for, business attire. No, I don't think that my skirts are too short, or that my tops are too low cut. Is this a joke? I mean, I know you joke a lot, and this just seems a little... This isn't going to be on my... This isn't my... My actual PE isn't going to say this, is it? Okay. The next line here. It says, workplace appropriate behavior. And it also says, fails to meet expectations. But, what do you mean? Everyone in the office jokes around, and, you know, we all, it's that atmosphere, we go out after work, and it's very casual and friendly. I don't understand what you mean. No, I don't flirt with you. I work very hard at this job for you, for my team members. I wouldn't jeopardize everything I've put into this job for flirtation with my boss. What are you talking about? I have done no such thing. Are you serious? What do you mean? I'm extremely professional. I have no idea what you're talking about. Did you bring me in here just to chastise me over some imagined... I'm so... Why would you do this? I thought we had a really good working relationship. I don't understand. Yes, I do find you attractive, but can't blame me. Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean I would act inappropriate or in a way that would damage my position with the company or affect you or my teammates in any way or my employees. I would never. What? What do you mean you'll tell HR? That's hardly fair. You've brought me here after hours and wrote this ridiculous PE. And I am not a slut. That's not. How dare you? I thought you were such a nice guy. I don't understand where this is coming from. What? No. No, I will not have sex with you. That's not gonna happen. It doesn't matter if I think you're attractive. At this point, you're essentially extorting me. For what? What have I done? Yes, I do wear skirts to the office. Yes, they are tight. That doesn't mean that I've done anything wrong. It doesn't mean it's something you should go to HR about. Yes, I told you, I do flirt and I do find you attractive, but... I can't help it. What can I do that will convince you not to go to HR? Please. Look, I love this job, and I can tell it's kind of a boys' club, and that's why I've worked so hard to get to this position. And I can't lose that. I need to progress, I need to move forward, I need to keep working toward my goal. I can't be fired or let go for something stupid. I really can't. So please, boss, I really thought we had a good working relationship, and I thought you liked working with me. I don't understand why you do this to me. Please just, what can I do? What can I do? You want me to give you a blowjob? Wouldn't that be more of an offense if HR found out? Wouldn't that somehow just make this 10 times worse? That makes no sense. How would I know that you wouldn't go to HR about me for giving you a blowjob? How do I know that? I can trust you. I can trust you, yet you bring me in here and you accuse me of being a whore, and you write this stupid PE, and you ask me for a blowjob, yet I can trust you. You're right. I really don't have an option, do I? This is it. Give you the blowjob or you go to HR anyway. Never thought I'd find myself in this situation. Fine. Just fine. Go ahead. Get it out. Wow. Already hard, huh? You really get off on this kind of situation. Is it the situation? Is that what it is? Making me feel helpless and like I have no other choice? Or is it me? What made you hard? A little bit of both. Well, I guess I'm not the only one who found the other one attractive. Of course not. Why else would you bring me here? Why me? Come here. Just don't betray me, okay? Don't say that you're not gonna go to HR and then go to HR. Do you promise? Please? Yeah.
What?
Boss. Yeah. Oh, you're so big. Stop. Let me go at my own pace. Come on. It's bad enough you've got me here in the office on my knees. Like the slut accused me of being up. Stop. I keep saying that. Yes, I know we agreed to it. Okay, fine, fine. No, I said we could do a blowjob. That's it. I didn't say anything else. What? No, you can't, boss. You can't. We can't. We cannot have sex. We can't. No. No. Ah! Ah! Don't pull my hair. Don't pull my hair. Ah! Ow. Oh, God, don't be so rough. Don't. No, 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 no. Don't. Oh, God, don't, don't. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, God, boss. Oh, no, why? Why are you doing this? I didn't do anything. God. Yes, yes, yes. Your cock feels good. Is that what you want to hear? Is that what you want to hear? It feels good. It feels good to have you inside of me. It feels good when you fuck me. No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. No. No. I am a slut. Oh, is that what you want to hear? Is that what you want to hear? Oh, I'm a slut. I'm a slut getting fucked by your boss on his desk. Oh, yes. Oh, and I like it. Oh, God, I like your cock. I love your cock. Oh, it's so big. It's so thick. And you're right. I've been attracted to you. I can't help it. I do look at you. I do watch you. I do flirt. I do. I wear short skirts because I know you like my legs and my ass and my hips. Oh, God. Oh, boss. Boss, I'm gonna come on your cock. Yes. Come, please. Yes, come with me. Oh, God, yes. Oh, come inside of me. HR, please. Oh, God, please don't. Yes. Yes. I did like it. I did want it. I did need it. Oh, but you can't tell HR. Please. Oh. Thank you. Boss, please, don't include this on my performance evaluation.